Hi, this is David Beckett with this week's edition of Your Best 3 Minutes. Now, I'm in a hotel in Croatia. Sorry for the background noise. And I've got a bit of a cold, so my voice sounds a bit different. But this week, we're talking about how do you win a pitch competition, the blueprint. In 2019, I won two competitions, Present Your Startup and the Freelancer of the Year FOTI Awards. I've also coached more than 40 pitch competition winners who have won more than 8 million euros. Here's the exact process I coach and which I follow myself. I'm preparing for a pitch in a couple of days, by the way, so this is exactly what I'm doing to prepare for that 5-minute pitch. Step one, start with your audience. What are the judging criteria? Tell a story that connects with the jury's interests. I've been on competition juries. It's a blur. You listen to pitch after pitch with limited time to make notes. As a result, you simply complete a form with 5 to 6 criteria and score the team accordingly. In the FOTI Awards, one of the judges told me you were one of the few contestants to follow the criteria and include everything. The judging criteria are your North Star. Step two, be clear on what's your objective. Of course, you want to win, but what if you don't? Are you looking to connect with investors, partners, journalists? Getting clear on your objective steers your call to action, and indeed parts of your content. A simple QR code on the last slide is a smart way to get the audience to take the action that you want. Step three, how long have you got? If, like me, you're preparing for a 5-minute pitch, it means you can say a maximum of 150 words per minute, a total of 750 words. That equals around 40 to 45 sentences. You don't want to feel the stress of time pressure, so it's best to target no more than 720 words to know you'll finish on time. Once you've got a draft of the story down, do a test run against the clock. Running over the time? Just cut some sentences. More clarity on less information wins over hurrying through too many details. Step four, don't open PowerPoint. Get out some post-it notes. Forget opening previous pitch decks, shuffling slides, and trying to hack it from other pitches. Start afresh. Based on the criteria and your objective, what do you really want to talk about? First, brainstorm wide for variety. What's everything you could say? And second, select for quality. What are the key topics and the key messages per topic? Step five, make a script. Yes, really. Based on the storyline you've developed in post-its, make a script. Okay, we can debate this all day. Won't a script mean I'm robotic? But your favorite actors, your favorite comedians, bands, they all learn the words to your favorite songs, shows, and films. I urge you to learn your words too. Once it's in your head, you can work out how to clarify your meaning by emphasizing keywords and getting connected to the content. What do you think and feel? And what do you want them to think and feel? Step six, create slides with big headlines, limited text, and visuals. This is not a pitch deck, or at least what people traditionally think of as a pitch deck. That's something you send to investors and talk them through in a meeting. We're creating a set of visuals to support the story that we are presenting. When they listen, key messages should be highlighted on screen and no more. Images, icons, a few words, strong headlines. Clarity is the goal, not completeness. Step seven, get some feedback. Just practicing in your head or imagining the pitch is no use. We need to hear the story out loud for ourselves. That will already create some improvement points. Along the way, share the story with someone you trust. Say the pitch out loud and ask them 3 questions. What stood out for you? What did you not understand? And have you got any friendly advice, considering this audience and my objective? This way, you give them a framework for what to look out for, and you'll get structured feedback that you can do something with. And finally, practice like crazy. Okay, feedback in, slides and script complete. Time to practice. And I mean practice a lot. You're not here to give it a go. You're here to give it your best. As Lance Miller once taught me, one more run through. And then another one. The day before the Present Your Startup final, I did 36 run throughs of the story. It was a 3-minute pitch. So, of course, this is a crazy amount of time for that kind of pitch. but the work is forgotten when you deliver the story you really want to tell and feel proud of the work that you've done. And who knows, maybe you do win, or you make new connections. Perhaps you're just proud of the work you did. Let me know if any of these happens. Good luck with your competition pitch, and see you next week.